this year than when you faced him in the playoffs because of the year Blunt's having?
I think the whole NFL has changed to where they're starting to put a lot of the T, which is called the tackle, and they put him in there and leaving the big backs in there to do a lot more pounding. And then when it's passing situations, leave him in for blocking situations against the pass. But, you know, they've been running the ball a lot differently than they have in the past years, and they're a, you know, well-versed team.
Do you believe in the desperate football team back against the wall stuff, or is that something that we make up?
I think it's a mentality that no matter what or where you are in the season, every game that you play, the further it gets to the end, the more pressure becomes of each one of those games, and the more at stake each one of those games are. And each one of those games from now on are those must-win type games. You got to give it all you got. And it's that playoff-type atmosphere, because now you're separating the boys from the little kids. And everybody's trying to, you know, make the playoffs right now and make that run. And so you have to look at it that way.
Teams taking your title away from you, the championship belt away from you, is that more pronounced now than it was week one, or is it all the same?
You know, we've always been the underdog. I mean, since last year, before we even won the Super Bowl, every single team that we played, we was the underdog. And it's the same thing right now. You know, it's like denounce your throne. And it's to the point to where you just put that behind us and we just play every single game. We don't worry about what nobody else say. It's about what happens in the locker room and everybody having their, you know, each other's back and playing.
What's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of Bill Belichick?
I think about legendary, how much legacy that he's had and how much success he's had in this league with the same thing of having a, you know, he changes plays up week in and week out. You don't know what you're going to get. You know, you have some guys that are, you know, I'll run this out of 12 personnel, I'll run this out of 13 personnel, but each week he predicates it on the defense that he plays or the offense that he plays, and they play well.
When you have a coach that game plans directly against defenses like that, how do you as a defense destroy or disrupt that?
You got to look at, you know, football's always been a man-on-man philosophy. You can do all the, you know, the trick plays and say this right here is the best chess matchup we're going to have this week, but sometimes there are certain guys that you can't stop. When you have a tackle against a defensive end or our nose guard against their guard, you know, you have better matchups. So it comes down to a matchup game, and no matter what the situation is.
But Tom Brady, what's the first thing you think of when you think of him?
When you think about Tom Brady, a guy that's, I think about poise in the pocket. I mean, no matter how hard you hit him, he's a competitor. And he gets out there and plays, and he's consistently, his whole career, been playing really well. Coming in as, well, I don't know, I think he's, what, a sixth-round draft pick or something like that? And now, you know, that doesn't mean anything. It's how hard you play, what you bring to the game. He brings his game every game.
So when you guys hit him 17 times, you didn't sense any rattle?
We didn't sense anything. I think it probably pissed him off a little bit. He wanted to throw a couple more touchdowns on us. But now he's one of those guys where, you know, you have to, first of all, you got to stop the run, and you have to get pressure on him or he'll pick you apart.
It's just about getting him off his mark, right? Because you don't get a lot of sacks, the AFC Championship notwithstanding, because he gets rid of it so quickly. Is it just about disrupting routes, disrupting time?
It all starts with the cornerbacks. I mean, the no-fly zone, giving us enough time to get to him, because he can throw the ball and you won't have any rush time. Right. And when you have one-on-ones, you got to win your one-on-ones and get him off of that set mark to make him, you know, try to string those plays off. He's not a 4 or 5 guy that's going to run down the field. He'll run, you know, to keep the chains going, but you have to keep him moving back there and keep him uncomfortable.
You talk about matchups. What kind of challenges are represented when you go against a really tall tackle like Nate Solder? Because he's really tall and he's got that long reach.
What kind of matchup you say again?
A difficult matchup, a challenging matchup against a tall tackle. Because he's like 6'8", right?
I mean, I don't even look at the size of a tackle. If he's 6'8", I don't look at, you know, how fast he runs. I look at what type of heart he has. And that's all I look at, and how he plays, every play. Because that's what I do. I come every play and hope he's ready.
You talked a lot about the growth of Von Miller over the last couple of years. What about Derek Wolfe? Have you seen any similar growth of him over the past couple of years?
Yeah, Wolfe has matured a lot. He's gotten to the point to where, you know, he's been that run stopper, but his pass rush mentality has changed now to where he, you know, pushing the pocket, you know, making those big plays against, you know, pads and situations. And then, you know, he's been a leader on the defensive line. And usually you have a guy that sits back, but now he demands that, you know, that mentality of, you know, of the wolf, if you want to look at it that way. And he plays that way every game. He plays hard. He's a competitor.
All right. Thanks, DeMarcus. Thanks, DeMarcus.